Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So we have entered into Holy Week. It's always interesting. Every year there seems to be a theme for me that runs through Holy Week. One of the themes that has appeared this year is our familiarity that breeds contempt, that you might say. Something along those lines. Let me give you what I'm talking about here. We have the stories that we have today. We start the service, literally start the service off, waving palm branches, singing, all glory, laud, and honor. The King has come, right? Hosanna in the highest, blessed is he who comes in the Lord. We get wrapped up in that and we get ecstatic. But we don't think about the future. I know that because this plays out every day. Jesus Christ enters into a city as a hero and within a week becomes a zero. Stop and think about that for a minute. We come to church, but we often have trouble making parallel connections to our world around us. Let me put it another way with familiar words. You'll see why I said hero to zero. Think of one of your heroes in history. Civil rights, whatever. Martin Luther King, JFK, right? All of that stuff. We think of Jesus Christ as a great man, and we always think of Jesus Christ as a great man. But we made up the crowds. We were there. People just like you and I. Caught up in the moment, we think somebody is so wonderful that we call him king. And a few minutes later, when they do something we don't like, or they don't do it in the manner that we like, we call him Hitler. We call him Nazis. We call him bigots. In that instance, the king has gone from being king to being the lowest piece of scum that deserves to be scraped off our shoes. That's a sobering thought, isn't it? More and more it happens. More and more it happens. We come into Holy Week and we celebrate seemingly only the joy. We forget all the bad things. There's an old saying, why in the world would a woman who goes through childbirth once ever go through it again? The answer, of course, is she forgets the pain and remembers the joy. We have gone too long, too far, without remembering the pain. Because we don't remember the pain, we don't see that we commit it. We don't see that we bring it on in others. We don't see that we bring it on towards God. Think of our denominations. If we don't agree with a certain denomination, what happens to that denomination? It's vilified. It's demonized. It's put down and dismissed. In Roman times, Christians were killed because we ate the flesh of God and drank his blood. You know what that made us? Cannibals. Cannibals to be wiped from the face of the earth. We have trouble getting into this mindset. We don't think it possible. You know, we sit there and we believe Christ, right? We believe in Christ. We believe in our faith. So those things that we don't like kind of slide off, slide away, right? It's easy to get caught up in the moment. We go through and we believe Christ and we believe the promises of Christ, right? You have to put little bells on your necks. I mean, we believe that fervently. We chase after it. That's why we come to church. We celebrate it, right? Here's the kicker. You just had the gospel today in two different spots. One, the blessing of the palms, where we literally proclaiming King. And then we have the reading that we had where Peter denied Christ three times. And it gets worse through Holy Week. And we say, but there was a plan. Yep, there's a plan. The people at that time did not understand what that plan was. They didn't know. They didn't know that Christ really was the hero. They didn't understand that, and they screamed, crucify him anyway. They took something that they didn't understand, proclaimed a man to be a king, and then wanted him killed on Good Friday. That's less than a week. That's actually a little more severe than your 15 minutes of fame, isn't it? You kind of get 15 minutes of fame and then disappear into the ether. That's what we miss. We know that there's a plan. We know that people like us made up the crowds. We forget that they didn't know there was a plan. That changes everything. That is, in fact, the point. They were willing to destroy the author of life without realizing that he was, in fact, the author of life. Don't forget that in Holy Week. Don't forget that while God was working on his plan, we cried for annihilation. While God was working out our salvation, we cried for destruction. While God was working on the kingdom of God becoming reality, we were working on villainization. ...2,000 years later, nothing has changed. Nothing has changed because we don't desire to see. We get a little snapshot. We take a tiny little picture. Let me bring it home for you. How many people have thought, at least I wasn't in the crowd screaming for his crucifixion? How many people have thought that? How many people have been upset with a political leader or a societal leader? Do you really think that we wouldn't have been in the crowd screaming for crucifixion? Do you think we wouldn't have gotten caught up in the moment? Do you think that we wouldn't have done anything to validate our decision possible? How has it changed in the last 2,000 years? And are you sure you wouldn't have been there screaming, "Crucify him"? Because I'm not sure that I would have. I'm not sure that I wouldn't have been in the forefront. I'm not sure that I wouldn't have been caught up in the passion, caught up in the screaming of the crowd, caught up in the fervor. I'd like to think that I wouldn't be. I hope that I wouldn't be. But I'm not in that position. I wasn't in that position. So I don't know. Why does a woman have another child if she experiences the pain of childbirth? Because she remembers the joy. I celebrate the joy of the Christian faith that I have. But it's meaningless if I do not understand or desire to ignore or forget the fact that the man that everyone proclaimed king was nailed to a tree and pierced by a spear less than 5 days later. The whole picture is what puts everything into perspective. The whole picture is, in fact, the point, not just part of it. The Lord of Lords and King of Kings went from hero to zero. What hope have I without him?